Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 15th. Grey Bruce Health Services says employees who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 3rd will be fired. The local hospital group announced today it has updated its vaccination policy. The COVID-19 vaccination policy requires all staff and physicians to be fully vaccinated by November 25th or be placed on unpaid leave. 96% of Grey Bruce Health Services employees and 99% of their physicians are fully vaccinated. GBHS says its board of directors is committed to a goal of 100% compliance. It says unless an employee has an approved medical exemption, those who remain unvaccinated will no longer be employed by Grey Bruce Health Services after December 3rd. The hospital corporation says the policy will have minimal impact on services since unvaccinated staff are spread across all sites and services. GBHS has 6 hospitals throughout the region. As of today, care partners must show proof of vaccination or a valid medical exemption to enter a GBHS facility. The hospital says exemptions can be made for children, those accompanying a child, visitors for those in labor or at end of life, and those with accessibility needs. The town of the Blue Mountains has announced the death of Deputy Mayor Rob Potter. He passed away peacefully yesterday afternoon with his wife and family by his side. Deputy Mayor Potter served as councillor for the town of the Blue Mountains from June 2018, then was appointed as deputy mayor for the town in 2020. He remained active in his role as deputy mayor until late last week. Flags at town hall have been lowered to honour his passing, and a book of condolences is available in the town hall atrium. Grey County is extending the lapsing date for the approval of draft plans for a development in the town of the Blue Mountains after the lower-tier municipality did not support it and concerns were raised by residents of Laura Bay. The developer of what's being called the Cottages at Laura Bay asked for a 1-year extension to its current draft approval at the county level. These extensions are usually handled by staff, but because it was not supported by the town, it required county council approval. Resident Lynn Logan spoke at Grey County Council's meeting on behalf of 15 of the Laura Bay property owners, and she raised several concerns about the height of the residences, land compatibility, and drainage and flooding issues. A representative of the developer says they have a legally compliant subdivision that is currently in its 5th phase of development, and there are no underlying planning instruments that have changed, as none of the official plans have changed. The provincial government says it's putting $25 million into the agri-food supply chain over the next 3 years. Ag Minister and Huron Bruce MPP Lisa Thompson made the announcement in Teeswater today at Gailey Foods. This funding is meant to incentivize industry investment in projects that help address the processing capacity shortage, and the goal is to increase the sector's competitiveness and resilience against future disruptions. What's being called the Strategic Agri-Food Processing Fund will provide grants of up to $3 million to agri-food processing businesses to invest in capital, equipment, and technology. The provincial government says the program details will be available when it launches next spring. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Alberta Premier Jason Kenney have announced a deal for $10 a day childcare. The Liberals campaigned on the plan in the September election. 9 of the provinces and territories have agreed to the plan. Ontario has not signed such a deal, neither has New Brunswick. Saugeen Shores police say 3 people were charged with drug and property-related offences recently after officers responded to a call at a store in Port Elgin. Town police say they received a report of a theft from Walmart in Port Elgin last week, and officers were provided a detailed description by staff at the time of a vehicle involved. Police attended and located a vehicle matching the description in the parking lot. Saugeen Shores police say 3 people were placed under investigative detention, and as a result of the incident, police say a 48-year-old man, 26-year-old woman, and 25-year-old woman were charged with numerous offenses, including drug possession and possession of property obtained by crime. The rail trail between Highway 21 near Highbury Farms and Emerald Avenue in Southampton is closed from today until Friday. The town of Saugeen Shores says crews will be working on removing hazardous trees. They're asking people to stay off the trail and respect the barricades. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 85 points. The Dow Jones is down 12 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.93 U.S. cents, up 25 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $80.97, up 18 cents a barrel. In sports, Bluewater Senior Girls single A and double A basketball playoffs are underway this afternoon and evening. Semifinals are this afternoon and finals are at 8 tonight. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are at Portland to face the Trail Blazers. Game time is 10 o'clock. In the National Football League, the LA Rams visit the San Francisco 49ers. Two games in the NHL, the Detroit Red Wings visit the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning host the New York Islanders. The Toronto Maple Leafs host Nashville tomorrow night. Toronto has won three in a row. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack made a transaction this morning. The Attack traded prospect Braden Hislop to the Saginaw Spirit in exchange for their ninth-round pick in the 2022 OHL draft. Hislop was drafted from the Waterloo Wolves 166th overall in 2019. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack are at Guelph to meet the Storm. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.